you know, the fact of the matter is, Francis, that, you know, we've been living with some of these changes, but we haven't yet seen how they are going to fully manifest themselves in employee engagement. So while we've seen federal employment viewpoint surveys kind of support that the federal workforce feels very, very good about their work that they're doing and the value of that work, that value of that work has been under attack in the public forum. And then we see these shrinking employee value proposition, pay being frozen, federal workforce looking to right-sizing, challenges with the retirement system being under scrutiny, and even seeing some backsliding in the quality of work life and telework and other types of things that the economic pressures placed on the federal workforce. I don't think we've fully seen how that's going to manifest itself with engagement and maybe some earlier retirements.
You mentioned telework, and I have to say I am surprised that agencies have not made more progress this year and don't necessarily appear poised to make as much progress in 2012 on implementing telework, because it seems to me that's one big quality of life initiative that you can put into place even in the budget times that we're in right now, because the administration and the high ups at agencies are pushing it so much, and yet it just doesn't seem like the rank and file managers are really buying into it still.
Well, the challenges are this: when you're operating in a market of scarcity, you've got reduced budgets. There's fear and concern about, you know, maybe your job and where it's going, and will you face attrition? Some agencies have even been called into question about the value of their existence. Would you stray too far from the office? I think a lot of people are fearful of not being visible and not being in sight. So it may not be as much a manager-driven issue as it is an employee-driven concern about lack of being visible. And so presenteeism and coming into work, I don't think necessarily the federal workforce wants to not have flexible work options or wouldn't appreciate some telework opportunities. But we see it in the private sector too. People are fearful of maybe losing their job or losing relevance. So we're even seeing a backsliding on telework in the private sector.
That's an observation that I hadn't heard before. What is it, really just those issues that you mentioned that's driving that, or is there something else that maybe doesn't show up on the radar screen, maybe apply as much in the federal government?
Well, I don't know if it doesn't apply as much, but I think whenever people are nervous about their jobs, they tend to be less comfortable with not being in the office and worrying about missing an opportunity, missing a hallway conversation that might be a good project. And then you change the other aspects and look at a multi-generational need. The net generation, the new generation, they're not that interested in telework at this point in their career. They're trying to broaden their networks, and they do that by contact, not just social networking, but they want to network and find out who their colleagues are at work that they should be associating with, where their career opportunities are, and they're more interested in flexible work. They'd rather come in early and leave early. So they're looking for flexible work, not necessarily not sitting at a desk and being around their colleagues.
That's an interesting observation, Paul, because that's a misconception I think a lot of people have about the, you know, 25 to 35-year-old workforce. And I see that here at the radio station. These people, these younger folks, understand that social networking is not the be-all and end-all to them achieving career success. They understand the hand-to-hand combat, shall we say, of networking with people and developing personal relationships, face-to-face relationships with people. And I think there are a lot of folks that are in our generation that don't necessarily pick up on that.
Well, I think that's absolutely true. But if you think about it, you know, they've worked hard. They've gotten their education. You know, they've landed the job that they feel is meaningful to them, and they've made that choice. And the last thing they want to do is not sit at the desk that they've earned.
As we look at the things that and you and I have talked about some of these things a number of times, the pay freeze and all these kinds of things. Is there one of these issues that stands out as something that if you were sitting down with a Chico at an agency, and that person says to you, "Man, What do you think I really ought to be focusing on heavily for the coming year? Is there one that jumps out at you, or are the all of these things, do you think, of equal import?
Well, I think all of these things are things to pay attention to. And when, again, when remembering when rewarding employees, not one single reward factor is going to save the day. So pay alone is not going to do it. A retirement plan isn't going to do it. It's really the entire package. And does that package of things like rewards and recognition, career development opportunities, are all those things working in concert together? But I think the one thing that I would really be paying attention to if I were Chico is this. These are times in which managers are on the front lines having to keep these workers motivated, and they themselves need to have their own motivation factor. So how managers are rewarded and how managers are recognized and supported and actually trained to handle managing employees in times when there's very little that might be able to be done in terms of pay or changing the benefit program, I think that's going to be very critical. I'd focus on frontline managers.